Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of ghiba, backbiting, and also protecting one's tongue. We explained that Allah Ta'ala has given us this tongue as a very, very great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue is a thing that can be used to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it can be a means of gaining the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tongue can be a means of a person gaining his jannat, or the tongue can be a means of a person being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So therefore this tongue is something that the person has to be very, very careful of what emanates, what comes, what originates from this tongue. A person has to be very, very careful. It should be only those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should be very, very careful that a person doesn't say anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with this chapter, today's hadith, عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله من نجاه قال أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حديث عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrates that I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم how can salvation be attained? How can success be attained? What a beautiful question. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is translation, translated as, how can it be attained? But literal translation, what is salvation? What is success? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have just given a definition, given a theoretical definition of success. But look at what answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He told him that restrain your tongue. Let your house be spacious for you. What this word means, let your house be spacious, doesn't mean let your house be big, literally. It means that stay in your home. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ That remain in your home unnecessarily, don't come out of the home. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكْ Cry over your sins. Ulama explained from these three things how important it is. He's asking that what is success? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing him the stepping stones to success. Three simple things. First thing is, amsik alayka lisanak, that restrain your tongue. In other words, be careful of what you speak. Don't say anything unnecessary. Don't say anything that will cause any harm to anybody unnecessarily. Don't say anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing. The next thing is that let your house suffice for you. What it means is that unnecessarily don't intermingle, unnecessarily don't mix with people, unnecessarily don't try and socialize. Today it's a habit that we feel we must socialize, we must meet up all the time with friends, we must talk. This is not something that's encouraged in Islam. If there's a need to meet, we meet. If there's no need to meet, then we rather spend our time in the company of those that are pious, else we spend time in solitude. But there's no need for a person to continuously mix with people. So this is the second thing, because when a person mixes with people, then again, his tongue starts engaging. And when it engages, then very easily it goes into ghibah, the person doesn't even realize it. Allah Ta'ala protect us. And how many times a person may be getting involved in ghibah every day, just by mixing unnecessarily with people. The third thing, wabki ala khati'atik, cry over your sins. We all make mistakes, all of us, our tongues will slip by saying the wrong thing. But it's not the end of the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the prescription to make up for any mistake that may happen when a person is in this world. What he should do, cry over the sins. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that when a person cries and makes tawbah over his sins, Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What a beautiful hadith, such a beautiful hadith. A person just practices upon this. Be careful of the tongue. Unnecessarily don't go out. In fact, in our country also, it helps a person from a security point of view. Unnecessarily, he's not leaving the home, he's going out at night. We know how dangerous it is. A person is not unnecessarily going on the roads. Allah Pak has given us his home as a fort, as a protection point. Stay in it and don't cause and spoil that home by bringing the wrong instruments into the home, like the television the person is watching now on his phone, videos and pictures a person is getting involved in, and unnecessarily gossip. So leave that also out. In other words, don't bring the filth in the home. And then you'll see that same house will become like Jannat on earth. House will become like Jannat on earth. And if a person does all the wrong, even in his home, then he may have the most palatial home with all the best fittings, with all the best finishes. But that home won't bring him any happiness. In fact, it will bring him depression. It will bring him sadness. Some time back, I was handling one estate, assisting with one deceased estate. This person was blessed with so much of wealth, so much, millions and millions of wealth he had. He had the most palatial home you can think of. But because of the fighting he was having with his wife and children, they didn't even want that janaza to leave from that house. So somebody else, some other family member had to host the janaza of this person that passed away. And then afterwards, they all want the money. The money everyone wants, the inheritance they want. But they didn't even want the body of the person to leave from the house. So this is what you see money does. Allah Ta'ala protect us. He can have all the best, he can have the palatial home, he can have all the wealth. But that same home can be like an azab. Allah Pak protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us. These words and advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam take a person very, very far. They're very, very practical. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.